At first glance, a new bill from Maine's Secretary of State contains mostly a list of minor housekeeping changes to state election laws. But tucked inside is a big change that could make it much harder for groups pushing citizens' initiatives onto the state ballot. The proposal comes at a time when both Democrats and Republicans in the legislature are eyeing ways to curb an explosion in ballot initiatives. Steve Missler reports.
Getting a citizen-initiated question on the ballot requires the signatures of over 61,000 registered Maine voters. And the easiest way to collect those signatures is on Election Day, right at the polling place. That's why it's common for voters to cast their ballot and then encounter campaign workers asking them to sign petitions that can propose anything from raising the minimum wage and legalizing marijuana to changing Maine tax law.
I mean, this is a tradition that has been part of how Maine democracy works for decades.
Anna Keller, director for the Maine Citizens for Clean Elections and the League of Women Voters of Maine, says a provision in the Secretary of State's bill would eliminate that easy access to voters. It bans the collection of signatures for ballot initiatives inside polling places and moves it outside, way outside, to at least 51 feet from the entrance of a polling place and from the pathway between the parking lot and the entrance to the building. It's a significant change, one that Keller says eliminates a key tool for ballot campaigns to obtain the signatures they need to propose laws to voters.
So without the ability to do that, it would make it much harder for more citizen initiatives to get on the ballot, and it would give an advantage to groups that have a lot of money at the beginning, so groups that are funded usually from big donors out of state.
Keller says the proposal would also tilt the playing field to favor campaigns who pay petition circulators a lot of money for each signature they collect. That's because well-funded campaigns may be able to withstand the polling place ban by simply paying more per signature over a longer period of time, while a volunteer-based campaign may not have the cash or the manpower. Keller also notes that the proposal comes at a time when lawmakers are increasingly frustrated with citizen-approved laws, but have so far been unable to pass any restrictions.
We've seen more and more efforts to try different angles to make it harder for groups to get on the ballot. And this is probably the most extreme of those.
No, this is not really designed to address those concerns at all. And this is not coming from the legislator.
Maine Secretary of State Matt Dunlap insists that his proposal is not an attempt to appease lawmakers who have so far been unable to curb use of ballot initiatives. He says it's designed to address concerns by municipal election officials and the public about an uptick in petition activity in and near polling places.
And from voters. You know, voters have complained for years about running the gauntlet in the polling place. And it's depending on how zealous people are about gathering signatures, it makes a lot of extra work for the wardens trying to police things and keep things orderly in a polling place.
Dunlap says the complaints have been spurred by signature collections, campaigning by candidates, exit polling by news organizations, and groups opposing ballot initiatives, all of which would be banned from within the proposed 50-foot buffer area.
I would agree that this is a major change, but it's one that's worth discussing because we do get a lot of complaints from voters about, say, running the gauntlet in the polling station.
Dunlap's office has supported such changes in the past, but none have passed the legislature. And given the anticipated pushback from interest groups who see the initiative process as a critical tool, he isn't overly confident that this one will become law either. The legislature's Veterans and Legal Affairs Committee will hold a public hearing on the proposal on Wednesday. For Maine Public Radio News, I'm Steve Missler.